The scripture lesson this morning is from Matthew 7, verses 24 to 27. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. This is the word of the Lord.
I want to talk to you and tell you what a knockoff is. A knockoff is when someone through branding tries to get you to purchase an inferior product. What they do is they change the packaging just a little bit to make it look like a trusted product, but don't buy it. Because the moment you buy that cheap knockoff, once you open it up, you are going to be disappointed. So I got a few knockoffs here, and I'm going to ask if you would, I'll tell you what the knockoff is, and then you tell me what the real product is. So the first one is this. Crust toothpaste, right? For that really baked on tartar, right? And what's the real product? Crest, that's right. Okay, here's our next one. Prongles, okay. The original Prongles, what is the real product? Pringles, okay. And the next one, Arm and Hatchet. They mean business, okay? Arm and Hatchet. What's the real product? Arm and Hammer, right. And you know what? This is something that we deal with, but also in the Bible, there were times when people dealt with cheap knockoffs. Remember Moses, he goes up to Mount Sinai and he's there to receive the Ten Commandments from God. And he's up there so long, Aaron, his brother, begins to get worried. What's he going to tell the people? So he says, give me your gold. And he takes the gold and he melts it down and makes a what? An idol, a golden calf. And then he says, here, O Israel, is your God. I'm sorry, but here, O Israel, is a cheap what? Knockoff, right? What about the scribes and the Pharisees? They were the religious leaders during Jesus' day. And Jesus accused them of loving rules more than they loved God or people. I'm sorry, but they're nothing but a cheap what? Knockoff. And then there's us today. There was a survey done of young, unchurched Americans. And they asked them what they thought about Jesus and his teaching. They asked him about his outreach, his grace, his forgiveness, and his sacrifice. And overwhelmingly, those who were surveyed had a favorable opinion about Jesus. But when those same unchurched people were asked their opinion about Christians, Jesus' followers, their response was often negative. About 50% said they saw Jesus' followers, Christians, as being judgmental, hypocritical, and holier than thou. And the survey writers concluded this: many of those outside of Christianity reject Jesus because they feel rejected by Christians. So here's the question for us today. If Jesus is known for his grace, his mercy, and his sacrifice, how can we, his followers, be known for the opposite? The problem is that there are times when we act like a cheap knockoff. There's a time when we only look or sound like the real thing. And the challenge for us is to get back. How do we get back to being more like Jesus? See, to the people in our community, too often we are crust instead of crest. John Wesley says this. John Wesley, the founder of the United Methodist Church, he wrote hundreds of years ago, I'm not afraid that the people called Methodists should ever cease to exist, but I'm afraid lest they should only exist as a dead sect, having the form of religion without the power. Having the building, having the pews, having the music, having the sermon, and yet not having the power of Jesus Christ to transform lives, to actually make a difference. fear back then is that we would become a cheap knockoff. Well, during the season of Lent, we've got 6 weeks, and what we're going to do is we're going to get back to the source. We're going to find and look closer at Jesus and how we can model ourselves more like him. Jesus says in John 15:5, I am the vine and you are the branches. He says, if you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Jesus says, abide in me. And not only that, he says, let my word abide in you. And we believe that the word of God is important and it has power to transform our lives. So during these 6 weeks, what we're going to do is we're going to look at the red letters in the Bible. Now, someone help me out. The red letters are words that were spoken by who? Jesus. Now, all of the Bible is profitable and is important to us and is sacred, but it's so important if we are Christians, Christ-like, we need to study, we need to examine what did Jesus actually say? What does he actually want us to do? I think we've gotten into a bad habit. I think that as a church, we've elevated preaching styles. I really do. I think, you know, we love the sermon of T.D. Jakes and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We love the evangelism of Billy Graham. We love the information of a TED Talk. We want to have the music that is so great. We elevate all of these things, and then we end up devaluing the words of Jesus. They're just an add-on. Right? We just say, oh, okay, we've had all this, and then we just sprinkle a little bit of Jesus' words on top of it. But here's the point that I want to make to you today. There is no greater sermon that you'll ever hear than the message that Jesus gave himself. Period. That's it. There's nothing that I'm going to be able to get up here and say today. There's no song special enough that Peaches can sing. There's no fellowship greater that will transform us more than the word of God that Jesus gave to us. And if we're going to be real, if we're going to be genuine, then we need to get closer to that. This week, I'd been involved in interviews for people that are coming into the ministry. One young man had really tough experience involved with drugs, involved with DUIs, and over and over and over again this. And so now he's coming to this point, and I'm like, well, what happened? Tell me about this call. What made this difference in your life? And he said to me, you know what, preacher, it wasn't a sermon. It wasn't a song, but I was locked up and read the words of Jesus, and that made all the difference in my life. Now hear me. I'm not saying that God doesn't use and that God doesn't inspire us and that there isn't such great value in all those things that we do. But every once in a while, we just need to just hear the words that Jesus spoke and just let that permeate within us and believe that his word, once it's put out, it will not come back void, but it has a power to transform us. I want to share with you Jesus' words. This is what he says in today's scripture lesson. Everyone who then hears the words of mine and does them, say does them, will be like a wise man who builds his house upon the rock. And the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man. Help me out, Mark. Who builds his house upon the sand. And the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat against that house. And it fell and great was the fall of it. When Jesus finished these sayings, the crowd were astonished at his teachings, for he taught them as one who had authority and not as their scribes. Jesus says this, if we hear but we don't do, we are like a poorly constructed building. We look great on the outside. We look as fine and as nice as every other house in the neighborhood. But when the storm comes, and can I tell you, a storm will come in each and every one of our lives. Let me just pause here and just sit on this for a second. I could pass this microphone around to every single person, and without fail, We could tell you about a time when a storm came in our life, right? Not only has a storm come in your life, but another storm is going to be coming. We were in our house last night, and the power went off in the midst of the storm. I wasn't so upset about the power going off. That happens. But when the power came back on, I was watching cable TV on the dish, and it was messing up my cable. So I was getting a little upset about not being able to watch my show, right? Sometimes we have big storms, and sometimes we have little storms in our lives. And I guarantee you that we can all talk about a storm that we've gone through. There will be a storm. And if we're not founded in our lives, we are like that foundation, or that house poorly constructed. Jesus is saying that when we hear but do not do, we're like a shell. Look great on the outside, but on the inside it's hollow. When we hear but do not do, we're like a whitewashed tomb, like a sepulcher out at Crown Hill Cemetery. Have you ever just taken a walk out at Crown Hill Cemetery? It's beautiful, right? You're walking around and you got these huge just celebrations of a person's life. And yet, in fact, what it is, if you go on the inside, it's filled with death and decay. Looks great on the outside, but on the inside, it's dead. And that's what Jesus is saying is what we're like when we hear but do not do. He's saying we're a cheap knockoff. And so here's what we're going to do. For the next 6 weeks, we're going to look at Jesus' words. And I'm so glad that a lot of our spiritual growth classes are following along with the study, the Red Letter Challenge. And not only that, but let's thank Tanisha. Tanisha every day has been posting the scripture lesson and things to think about on our Facebook page. I want to ask you, raise your hand if you've seen some of those posts that have gotten put up. Okay, I see those hands. For those of you who don't, please go and like us on our Facebook page. You'll get the scripture reading every day for that, and have an opportunity to get deeper and closer to what Jesus' words told us. Well, there's five categories that we're going to look at when it comes to Jesus' words, and I'm just going to give you a quick overview. And the first category that we're going to look at is this: being. Can you say that with me? Being. Before we talk about doing, we're going to talk about being. And here's the reason why. Because the greatest thing that you'll ever achieve has nothing to do with what you will do, but it has everything to do with whose you are. You are a child of God. And that's the greatest thing about you. I don't care if you run for president. I don't care if you're missionary in China. The greatest thing is what's already been done for you on the cross. And just so being, that abiding in Jesus is what we'll talk about the first time. Then the second time, we're going to look at forgiving. Forgiving. Jesus teaches his followers, us, to pray. And he says this. He says, pray saying, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And I don't think we pay enough attention to this, but God's forgiveness of us and our forgiveness of others is linked together. And when you really take the time to think about that, that has some deep implications for us when it comes to forgiveness. So we're going to talk about that. Next week, we're going to talk about serving. Serving. When I think about serving, I always think about this. I think when somebody does something nice for me and serves me, I naturally want to help them back. I want to serve them back. I don't know if you're like that, but when somebody serves me, I'm thinking, okay, what can I do to help them back? Well, when it comes to Jesus and we're thankful for his service for us, what he's done for us, the way that we help him back is by doing it to the least of these. What are the implications of that? What does that actually mean? Because a lot of times, you know what we do? I'm going to do this for this person, but you know what I'm expecting them to do? You better say thank you. If you don't act grateful enough, you know what? I might just snatch it out of your hands. See that? You're supposed to thank me. And we totally forget that, wait a minute, Jesus has already done so much for me, and I'm supposed to be doing this for him. Can you actually imagine if you go get something for Jesus and then sit around and just be like, and you didn't even thank me, Jesus? Didn't you see what I went and did for you? I know you died on the cross and all for me, but you could have said thanks for what I did for you. It'd be silly, right? We're going to talk about that. What does it actually mean for us to serve? And the fourth thing we're going to look at is giving. Giving. Jesus talks most in the Bible about the kingdom of heaven. Over and over again, the kingdom of heaven will be like this. But the second thing that he talked the most about is giving. And one of the things that we're going to find out is that according to Jesus, not this isn't just according to me, but according to Jesus, it's impossible to be a good Christian and to be a stingy person. The two don't mix. We're going to look at his words, and this isn't Joe Johnson saying this. This is Jesus talking about what it means to give. And then finally, the last thing that we're going to talk about is going. Going. In Jesus' last words in the Gospels, in the Great Commission, Jesus tells us to go to all the nations. Go. Be a witness. And a lot of times we talk about going and being the hands and feet of Jesus. And that's important too. Helping and serving, that's great. But we're also supposed to be the mouthpiece of Jesus and share the word of God. Now here's the challenge. So often people say, well, Pastor, yeah, but I didn't go to seminary. Or what if someone says this? Or what if they ask me this? And I don't have the answers to the questions. Well, guess what? You don't have to. All you need to be able to do is say this. Here's the difference Jesus has made in my life. That's it. Now, you know, I could tell you that. What difference has it made knowing Jerry Russell in my life? Boy, I could tell you. Can you say what difference it's made knowing Jesus in your life? That's what we're going to look at. So those are the five different categories that we're going to look at to find out how we can draw closer to being more like Jesus. I want to end today by just giving you just a few more of those knockoffs. And this is a good one. Dave, beauty, cream bar, right? What's it supposed to be? Dove. Okay, here's the next one. Lieutenant Crunch. Boy, I would be really happy if my mom bought me some Lieutenant Crunch, right? What's it supposed to be? Captain Crunch. And then the last one is what? Special Man. Okay, he's Special Man, right? What's it supposed to be? Superman. Now, you and I both know this. In order to fix these products, it's not enough just to change the packaging, right? That's not enough. You just change the outside packaging. That's not going to fix the problem. You got to go within. And the same thing is true with what we're going to be doing. It's not enough just to say, okay, I'm going to read these words, and once I've read them, that's just going to be enough. No, we need to invite Jesus to do more than change the packaging, but to help us be transformed within. The Gospels begin with the book of John. And in the first chapter, verse 14, it says this, the word became what? Flesh and dwelt among us. Full of grace and truth. So in the very beginning, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Our challenge is that we who are the flesh, we need to become more filled with the Word of God so that we can present Christ to the world so that once seeing Him, the real Him, that they can love Him like we do. Would you pray with me? Mighty God, we thank you so much for the love and the grace that you have granted to us. We thank you that we have the ability to be here in worship and that you are here and listening. We celebrate that and we want to listen to. Speak to us, challenge us, transform us, that we might help you transform the world. In Jesus' name we pray, and let us all say, amen. Would you join me in giving God a hand clap of praise today? Amen.